Security and safety officials note that this year's stakes are higher because Freakfest coincides with the UW-Madison's homecoming activities, which means more partying. In past years, tens of thousands of costume Freakfest fans have flooded State Street. This has often sparked brawls, vandalism, and rioting, such as in 2004 when Madison police dispersed a mob with pepper spray.
We don't like to have to use it, but anytime you have a crowd that's consumed alcohol, the inhibitions go down, the aggression goes up.
Captain Mary Schaff of the Madison Police Department says last year, pepper spray wasn't used, thanks to crowd control measures such as charging admission, setting up barricades, and using more mounted police.
I think we had 15 last year. One horse can do what numerous officers can do. A lot of it has to do with the visibility they provide in a crowd situation. You will see them again for Halloween, and we anticipate that they will be a large part of our tactical planning.
Schaff says one new tool is a police van without back windows that'll detain problem partiers away from their friends who may egg them on to act out against police.
Verbal back and forth kind of agitate, so it's really helpful for us to pull people aside and give them that time out with the hope that that disorderly conduct won't continue. If it does, obviously, then they have to go to jail.
Schaff says anyone arrested will not be able to rejoin Freakfest. Preparations are still being fine-tuned with Madison and UW officials. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.